Sing me an old Irish song. Bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong. Bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. I'll see the mountains, the valleys, the green fields below me. I walk the highways, the byways, the old people show me. I hear the songbirds, remember the soft words we spoke after dark in the glen. I hear you calling me, your songs recalling me back to those days again. Sing me an old Irish song. Bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong. Bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. I remember the old days, how I loved the old ways of living. There was more caring, more sharing, more loving and giving. How times have changed, life's been all disarranged since summers we laughed in the rain. But I hear you calling me, your songs recalling me back to those days. Let's hear you sing. Sing me an old Irish song. Bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong. Bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. Sing me an old Irish song. Bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong. Bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. Sing me an old Irish song, an old Irish song.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Very well.
I could almost say without contradiction, but maybe there would be contradiction, that Daniel O'Donnell has been the most popular Irish artist, well, for years and years and years, maybe way back as far as John McCormack. Now, I'm not comparing him singing-wise with John McCormack, no way, but I'm talking about popularity stakes here. I was discussing that only with some friends of mine the other day, and we came to the same conclusion that Daniel O'Donnell, not everybody's cup of tea, but he's done a tremendous amount for Ireland and for the, well, shall I say, show business end of Irish music. Sing me an old Irish song. And here, believe it or not, on Sounds Irish, Mitch Miller singing two old Irish songs. Sounds Irish, Limisha, Joe Bullard. Thank you. the Celtic Orchestra there and their interpretation of that beautiful, haunting Irish melody, Down by the Sally Gardens. Now we're going to change the tempo and we're coming yet again to another one of those lovely Percy French songs. You see, Phil, he used to play the flute and he was broke. He had no money, so he decided he was going to get all his friends together. They were going to have a ball and he would provide the music. And whenever he wanted to pass the hat around, they had to put the money in the hat. Small donation, you see, just in gratitude for the music. Now, it's not so much a hat, it's a cap. And the Irish word for cap is corbeam. Okay, so whenever he requested it, they had to put money into the corbeam. Now, this is a great version of this song by the High Kings. A big fan of the High Kings. Unfortunately, they don't come to Ireland too often because they're so busy packing venues all around the world, America, Canada, Australia, the UK. They're very, very popular. Now, this, like the other track we had earlier on, is very rhythmic. So it does start eventually, but they're building up the tension with this. That the High King giving us Fill the Flute as Ball. It starts with a lot of baron work. Have a listen.
Have you heard of Fill the Flute from the town of Ballymuck? As she turns a going high within the fact the man's broke. So he just sent out a notice to his neighbours one and all as to how he'd like the company that evening at a ball. And when writing out, he was careful to suggest to them that if they found a hat of his convenient to the door, the more they put in, whatever he requested him, the better would the music be for pattering the floor. With the toot top the flute and the twiddle on the fiddle-o, hopping in the middle like a heron on the griddle-o. Up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety and Fill the Flute as Ball. There was Mr. Dennis, Doctor Dio, kept a running dog. There was little Croaky Paddy from the Tyrrell Orchid. There were boys from every barony, a girl from every yard. The beautiful Miss Brady in the private house and cart. Along with them came bouncing Miss Cafferty. Little Mickey Mulligan was all to do the four. Rose Susanna, Margaret Rafferty, the flower of Ireland, the gullion and the pride of Petrol. Oh, with the tilt on the flip and the twiddle on the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a heron on the griddle, oh, up and down, hands around, crossing through the wall. Oh, hadn't been the gaiety, you filled the flute as ball. With the trumpet on the flute and a twiddle on the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a heron on the griddle, oh, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety, or Fill the Flute as Ball. Little Mickey Mulligan got up to show them how, and then the weird Cafferty steps out and makes a bow. I could dance you off your legs, and she is sure as you were born. If you'll only make the piper play, the hare was in the corn. So who plays up to the best of his ability? The lady and the gentleman begin to do the share. Faith then, Mick, it's you that has a jealousy. Begara, Mrs. Cafferty, you're leaping like a hare. With the tooth on the flute and the twiddle on the fiddle, up in the middle like a heron on a griddle, up, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Well, hadn't we the gaiety, Fill the Flute as Ball. Fill the flute, I dipped a wink to little Crooked Pat. I think it's nearly time to see for passing round the hat. So Paddy passed the capping round a lucky mighty good. Says you've got to pay the piper when he tootles on the flute. Then all joined in with the greatest joviality, covering the buckle and the shuffle and the cut. Jigs were danced of the very finest quality, but the widow bit the company at handling the foot. With the tune of the flute and a twiddle on the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a heron on the griddle, oh, down, hands around, crossing through the wall.
Taken from a recording of a live performance there, the High Kings. You know what appealed to me about that whole track was how together it was. It must have taken hours of rehearsal, but it was a wonderful version of Fill the Fluter's Ball from the High Kings. Now, we're going to slow it down a bit, quieten down. It's been getting a bit noisy around here of late, so we're going to quieten it down. And you know, if I think you asked people, not just Irish people, but people outside of Ireland, to name you an Irish song, yes, they'd have done When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, and they probably would have mentioned I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen, and Galway Bay. But I'm sure many of them also would mention this song, because I think it was in the 40s that Bing Crosby had a huge hit with this song, and I think Dennis Day also recorded it. But I'm going to give you a recording of John Gary singing an Irish lullaby. Yes, you probably know it better as Tooraloolaloola.
Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low. Just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way, and I'd give the world if she could sing that song to me this day. Tooraloolaloola, tooraloolala, tooraloolaloola. Hush now, don't you cry. That's an Irish lullaby. Oft in dreams I wander to that God again. I feel her arms a-hugging me as when she held me then. And I hear her voice a-humming to me as in days of yore, when she used to rock me fast asleep outside the cabin. That's an Irish lullaby.
Here is a man, his name is Dan O'Hara, and he had his farm of land and he was doing quite well. And then the landlord came in and said, well, we're going to up your rent, okay? And he said, but I can't afford it. Well, you'll have to get out, right? And he was thrown off his land. The finest land you ever put a plough through, one of the lines in the song says. And he was cast out onto the road, become one of the homeless. And his wife and children died, and he was left to try and earn a living for himself. And the only way he could do it was selling boxes of matches. Ah, Cushla Gal Macree, will you buy a box for me? A Cushla Gal Macree is the Irish phrase for, oh love, oh bright light of my heart. That's a term of endearment here in Ireland. And would you buy a box from me and you'll have the prayers of Dan from Connemara, which is in County Galway. This is a version of the song I haven't heard before. Teresa Duffy and her lively version of the song, Dan O'Hara.
Sure it is poor I am today, for God gave and took away, and he left without a home for Dan O'Hara. With these matches in me hand, in the frost and snow I stand, so it is here I am today, a broken hearted.
Ah, push the gal McCree, won't you buy a box from me, and you'll have the prayers of Dan from Connemara.
I will sell them cheap and low, buy a box before you go, from your poor old broken farmer Dan O'Hara. Ara, for 20 years or more, did misfortune cross our door, and me poor old wife and I were sadly parted. We were scattered far and wide, and our children starved and died, so it is here I am today, a broken hearted.
Ah, push the gal McCree, won't you buy a box from me, you'll have the prayers of Dan from Connemara.
I will sell them cheap and low, buy a box before you go, from your poor old broken farmer Dan O'Hara. In the year of 54, I had acres by the score, and the grandest land you ever ran a plough through. But the landlord came, you know, and he laid our old homes low, so it is here I am today, a broken hearted.
Push the gal McCree, won't you buy a box from me, and you'll have the prayers of Dan from Connemara.
I will sell them cheap and low, buy a box before you go, from your poor old broken farmer Dan O'Hara.
It's time now for an instrumental. I want to feature here one of Ireland's, no, I'll go as far as to say one of the world's leading fiddle players. Frankie Gavin is his name, and he's playing here a piece entitled Farewell to Ireland. And listen to this for dexterity.
Thank you.
Some fine fiddling there. Farewell to Ireland from Frankie Gavin. Now, we Irish people, as everybody in the world knows, love a song, love to sing along. And this is your opportunity to join Joe Lynch in singing a few very popular Irish songs. You might recognise the first one because, believe it or not, it's yet another Percy French song. Joe Lynch and the gang. So come on, if you know the words, join in and sing with them.
Oh, the Garden of Eden has vanished, they say, but I know the lie of it still. Just turn to the left at the Bridge of Finay and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. 'Tis there you will find it, I know, sure enough, when fortune has come to my call. Oh, the grass, it is green around Bally James Duff, and the blue sky is over it all. And tones that are tender and tones that are gruff come whispering over the sea.
Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me.
Oh, ye maids of Duhallow, who are anxious for Coortin, a word of advice I will give unto ye. Proceed to Bantir, to the athletic sportin, and hand in your name to the sports committee. But do not arrange any part of your program till a carriage you'll see coming over the hill. Flying through the valleys and vales of Kilcorny with our muskery sportsman or Balteady Quill.
For Rathlin, for Rovin, for football or Cordon, or drinking black porter as fast as you'd fill. In all your days roving, you'll find none so jovial as that muskery sportsman or Balteady Quill.
There's a sweet garden spot in my memory. 'Tis the place I was born in and reared. Now it's long years ago since I left it, but return there by will if I'm spared. The friends and companions of childhood would assemble each night near a score. Round Dan Murphy's shop, and how often we sat on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door.
All those days in our hearts we will cherish, contented although we were poor. And the songs that were sung in the days we were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door.
I was born and raised in Boston, boys, in a place you all know well. Brought up by honest parents, the truth to you I'll tell. Brought up by honest parents, boys, and raised most tenderly, till I became a sporting blade at the age of 23. My character 'twas taken, boys, and I was sent to jail. My father and my friends all tried to get me out on bail, but the jury found me guilty, boys. The clerk, he wrote it down. For the robbing of the Union Bank, I am sent to Charlestown. I've been a moonshiner for many a year, I spent all me money on whiskey and beer. I'll go to some holler and I'll set up me still. I'll make you a gallon for a $2 bill.
I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. And if moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die.
Oh, moonshine, oh, how I love thee. You kill me, poor father, but die, you kill me. God bless all moonshiners and bless all moonshine. Its breath is as sweet as the dew on the vine.
I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll drink when I'm dry. And if moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die.
I'm not sure if I get all of this last track in, but it's my favourite Irish duo, Foster and Allen, with a wish that I wonder how many of us make. But it's a great song, this. I wish I was 18 again.
At a bar in my hometown, an old man chimed in. And I thought he was out of his head. Now being a young man, I just laughed it off when I heard what that old man had said. He said, I'll never again turn the young lady's head or go running off into the wind. I'm three quarters home from the start to the end, and I wish I was 18 again. I wish I was 18 again and going where I've never been. But old folks and old oaks standing tall just pretend. I wish I was 18 again. Now time turns the pages and old life goes so fast. Time turns the dark head all gray. I talk to some young folks and they don't understand the words this old man has to say. Lord, I wish I was 18 again and going where I've never been. But old folks and old oaks standing tall just pretend. I wish I was 18 again. I wish I was 18 again. I just wish I was 18 again.
Well, my good friends, that's been Sounds Irish for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I've had a great time putting it all together. Now, don't forget the email address, joebollard2@aircom.net. And do be careful how you spell aircom. It's EIRCOM.net. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. And, of course, you can always join me on Facebook or become one of my followers on Twitter. Joe Blogs in Bray, JoeBloggsInBray. Joe Blogs in Bray, and become one of my followers. I've got quite a gang of you lot now following me on Twitter. I hope all is well in your world. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again next week with Sounds Irish, stay safe, take care, God bless. Travel safely. Slán. Bye.